I'm Paula Gordon. We are with Carolyn Jessup, Bill Russell.
There's this notion of magical thinking, believing the world is as you want it to be rather than as it actually is. But I want to engage in a little magical thinking. Given your magic wand, what can we do? What can we as a culture, what can we legally, what can states, what can communities, what can the federal government, how do we stop this outrage, this abuse, this violation of basic freedoms? What do we individually and collectively need to do?
I think it starts with getting informed, becoming aware of what's occurring in these closed communities and starting to petition Congress to make some changes. This is too big of a problem for individual states. It needs to go federal. There are so many federal crimes being committed in these societies, and people need to start writing their congressmen or emailing them, making phone calls. Why is this being allowed? But first of all, they need to get informed. They need to be aware of facts.
How do they get those? Where do you get facts other than reading your book?
Start by reading Escape.
Escape has a lot. Escape is the human wreckage of this lifestyle. The damage.
But this isn't a data. This is not the database.
This is not the database. And where I'm hoping, and I'm working with some attorneys right now, to get some information on the internet that is facts. The Southern Poverty Law Center, they have classified this community, this religion, as a hate group. They have data. They have the information as to why they made that classification.
Well, and it's important to say that Morris Dees, who founded the Southern Poverty Law Center, has this is the group that outed the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, not only outed them, put them out of business, yeah. Effectively.
The other element with the Southern Poverty Law, I mean, if people can contact them and make requests not only for information, but that they start looking at the hate crimes this community is committing against non-FLDS members.
Like what?
I'm on the advisory board for the UEP Trust. It's the United Effort Plan Trust. It owns property valued around $110 million. It's over 800 homes, and it's almost everyone who are members of the FLDS live on this property. Around 30% of the population are non-FLDS. And after the kids went back in Texas, we had an outrageous amount of hate crimes being committed against non-FLDS members on this trust. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of crime that's occurring. And I think that most of all, it's getting informed, get the information you can, find out what's going on, and then in an educated way, go to people who can make a difference and start demanding that something's done to clean this problem up.
It's not going to be easy. One of your daughters went back when she could have done otherwise. So this is not, oh, well, that's no big deal.
That's true. The mind control is a terrible thing to deal with and to break through. I was not able to accomplish that with my oldest daughter. We burned through 12 therapists, and she eventually returned. However, there are basic facts where children have their rights being deprived that should be addressed. Education. Many of these boys coming out of this community are functionally illiterate. They cannot read, even some on a first grade level. That's it. That is a crime against a child. These are crimes that the state is aware of, they know it's going on, and nothing right now currently is being done to protect these children's rights. If we could start with even requiring the states to make these parents educate these children and give them the opportunity of an education, that's a start. But that's not the only thing that needs to be done. There are many things that need to be done. We need federal legislation. Whenever a state starts coming down on these groups and starts putting laws in place that apply to the human rights violations and the child abuses that they're committing, they pack up and move to another state that's unaware. We need federal legislation. If you're in this country, people have rights in this country. Children have rights in this country.
This is interstate commerce. This comes under the Commerce Clause. This is addressable by the federal government.
This needs to be addressed by the federal government. The federal government is big enough. They have enough resources to deal with the problem. The states do not. One of the problems that the state had in Texas with these children was resources. It spiraled into a situation that was desperate quickly. I think they went in there planning on taking maybe 70 children, 30 children out of that ranch. They came out with 450. They didn't have adequate resources to provide services to children that were injured that badly. It spiraled into a bad situation quickly.
I want to say, I'm going to go back to John Dean and talking about the current Supreme Court and talking about the fundamentalist on the Supreme Court. That it, you know, one more what he characterizes as a fundamentalist on the court, and you can kiss the federal legislation notion, kiss it goodbye, because these people believe that the states can do pretty much that the Bill of Rights does not apply to the states. So it is important. Who is on the Supreme Court? It is important who is president and appointing people to the Supreme Court. But we're in this is a very dangerous thing. We can't assume we haven't reached the point. You haven't reached the point of living happily ever after.
No.
However,
I don't think that's the possibility. When I know that people I love and care about are being hurt,
we do, however, live during a moment. On this very day when hope has returned to America, and we thank you for being ready to do the hard work to put that hope to work, and we will certainly be there with you as you free yourself and those children. What a wonderful way to have escaped.
Thank you.
Carolyn Jessup's book, Escape, is riveting. Her remarkable courage is equaled by her modesty and her commitment to saving others from the ravages that she endured. Now it's time for the rest of us to do our part. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you health.